Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some idioms, specifically idioms that feature animals. So I have chosen 10 of my favorite idioms that feature animals and I'm going to share them with you today. We'll look at what they mean, how to use them, and we will look at examples for each idiom. So let's start with this one, which is like water off a duck's back. Like water off a duck's back. And this means that you are not affected by any sort of criticism. It doesn't bother you. You don't mind if somebody criticizes you or says something nasty about you. It doesn't matter. It's like water off a duck's back. For example, my mother-in-law always says I'm a terrible cook, but it's like water off a duck's back to me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me. I'm not sensitive to that sort of thing. The next example is to let the cat out of the bag, to let the cat out of the bag, which means to reveal a secret. For example, we bought our dad tickets to the football as a birthday surprise, but mum let the cat out of the bag before we gave him the present. To reveal a secret, maybe to ruin the surprise, that's what it means, to let the cat out of the bag. The next one, to open up a can of worms. To open up a can of worms. This is when we make a situation more complicated when we're actually trying to solve it or we're trying to make it better. So, for example, I tried to help Steve and Gemma solve their problem, but I ended up opening a can of worms. Maybe this means that they had problems, I tried to solve it, but actually by trying to help, I said something which made them more worried or more upset about the situation, so I opened up a can of worms. The next one's really common in pretty much every language which I've come across, but there's different versions for different languages. In English, we say to kill two birds with one stone. To kill two birds with one stone. I've heard lots of different versions of this featuring not just stones, but maybe shots, different types of animals as well. But this means the same thing in every language. It's to achieve two things with one action. For example, when we're on holiday in New York, maybe we can kill two birds with one stone and also visit my aunt who lives in Manhattan. So this is doing two things or achieving two things during one action. The next one is like a fish out of water. Like a fish out of water. And you can kind of imagine what this might mean because a fish out of water isn't a good thing for the fish. The fish wants to be in the water. So as an idiom, this means to feel out of place. Often in a new situation, everything feels a little bit strange and unfamiliar. You feel like a fish out of water. For example, when I first moved to Spain, I felt like a fish out of water. I couldn't speak the language. I didn't know the culture very well. So we say, like a fish out of water. Okay, we're halfway through the 10 idioms featuring animals. Let's have a look at the next one, which is the lion's share. The lion's share, which simply means the majority. For example, even though he didn't contribute much to the project, he received the lion's share of the praise from the teacher. The lion's share, the majority of the praise from the teacher. We can use this with things like money as well. The lion's share of the profits, for example, meaning the majority of the profits, most of the profits. Next, hold your horses. hold your horses. And this is something that you will say to someone if they're rushing, if they are going too fast and you want them to stop, to slow down, to not be in such a hurry. You would say, whoa, 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 hold your horses. For example, when the bell rings during school, the children all get up and think, oh good, we can leave the class now. But actually the teacher isn't ready yet for the children to leave. So they might say, hold your horses, guys. I haven't given you your homework yet. Hold your horses. Slow down. Okay, the next one. The elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. And this is a problem or a controversial topic that everyone is thinking about, but nobody is mentioning because maybe it's going to make things complicated. It's going to make things difficult. So nobody's actually talking about it. For example, the issue of poverty is the elephant in the room for many Western governments. They know about it, but they definitely don't want to talk about it. Okay, next is a one-trick pony. A one-trick pony. And this is a person or maybe a group who really are only good at one thing. They only have one real area of talent. For example, I like this singer, but she's a bit of a one-trick pony. All of her songs sound the same. There's no variation to her music. She's a one-trick pony. And the final idiom featuring animals is this one, probably my favourite. That really gets my goat. That really gets my goat. And that means it annoys me. To annoy somebody, if it gets your goat, it annoys you. For example, I would say, this is true, it really gets my goat when drivers don't indicate at roundabouts. It really gets my goat when drivers don't indicate at roundabouts to annoy you. So, there you have 10 idioms featuring animals. And when I choose these idioms, I try to find ones which I think are still quite common in general conversation. Because you can look on the internet for idioms, but I always find idioms which are not commonly used, actually, these days in general conversation. So hopefully these are idioms which you will still hear. And also you can start using them whenever you feel confident enough to use them. So that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in English classes online, on Skype with me, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you again next time.